This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. New Delhi has said that Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in India's neighbourhood. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated this in the opening remarks during his meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radosław Sikorski, in New Delhi.
Deputy Prime Minister, you are no stranger to our region and are more than familiar with the long-standing challenges of cross-border terrorism. This meeting, to discuss some of your recent travels to the region, Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in our neighbourhood.
On Ukraine conflict, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has repeatedly underlined that the selective targeting of India is both unfair and unjustified.
In recent past, both in New York last September and in Paris this January, I have candidly shared our views on the Ukraine conflict and its implications. While doing so, I have also repeatedly underlined that the selective targeting of India is both unfair and unjustified. I do so again today.
United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will be paying an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth outlook for 2025 to 7.3%. In its latest World Economic Outlook, IMF said upward revision of India's growth projection by 0.7 percentage point reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the IMF has projected 6.4% growth for India in 2026 and 2027. In Jammu and Kashmir, a paratrooper who was critically injured in the gunfight with terrorists in Chatru area of Kishtwar district succumbed to his injuries. Meanwhile, the massive search operation to track down terrorists suspected to be hiding in the upper reaches of the district entered its second day today. The operation launched yesterday led to a gunfight in which 8 security personnel injured after terrorists hurled a grenade. According to intelligence inputs, 2 to 3 terrorists suspected to be affiliated with the Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed are believed to be trapped in the area. Defence Ministry has said that around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 77th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi this year. The guests include those who have carried out exemplary work in income and employment generation, best innovators, startups, self-help groups and best performers under various government initiatives. The special guests include the winners of World Athletic Para Championship, transgenders and beggars rehabilitated under PM Smile scheme, farmers practicing natural farming, among others. Nominations process is underway for the election of the BJP national president at party headquarters in New Delhi. The paper was submitted today while the withdrawal of nominations will remain open till 6 this evening. After the completion of the nomination process, polling, if required, will take place tomorrow. The official announcement of the new BJP national president will be made on the same day. World Economic Forum begins at Davos in Switzerland today. More than 3,000 global leaders are expected to attend the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation to take part in the 5-day talk fest. Besides union ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ram Mohan Naidu are expected to participate. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, ended the first trading day of the week on the bearish note. The Sensex slipped 324 points to close at 83,246. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Giants in the first clash of the Vadodara leg after completing the Navi Mumbai leg of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.